He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor. We're coming at you totally live and 100% in color from our Prescott, Arizona studio. Thank you for tuning in. We are on show number 535. I had to think about that for a second. Well, it's pre-Black Friday, and I got to tell you, I don't feel the buzz and the hype that has occurred in the last, I don't know, 4 or 5 years. Certainly last year wasn't a big deal because of the COVID virus, and I think it's replicating itself again this year. I don't see a lot of, like, oh my God, incredible buys. So we'll take a look at that in a second or so. I'll show you where I go to look for pretty much anything that you want. There's two things that I'm trying to track this year to see if I can get them on sale. One is an Olympus mirrorless camera. Man, I'm not sure I'm going to get that even if it is on sale. That's a whole nother story, but to tell you the truth, I think the smartphone cameras today are so damn good that I don't know. I think I can take better photographs with the phone than I can with the DSLRs, and I've been using those all my life. So they're big, they're bulky, you got to change lenses, yada, yada, yada. But we'll see. And the other thing I'm kind of looking for is this thing called Loop Deck, which is a very esoteric piece of equipment. It's a little mechanical device that sits on your desk and allows you to do video editing quickly or more efficiently. And also it will allow you to fine-tune your things in Photoshop and pretty much any Adobe product. I'm looking for that. I doubt I'm going to see either on sale. But other than that, I don't need anything else, but I'm going to show you where to look. So let's take a look at what we're going to do this week. Of course, let me find that button. Of course, last week we talked about that incredible T-Mobile device that, quite frankly, still works really, really well. So I am extremely happy about that. So what we shall do is go on to our next page, and this is the gadget of the day. This device I bought way back last year in December. Believe it or not, I finally hooked it up this week. But this is a 1/2 mile solar driveway alarm wireless, long-range outdoor weather-resistant motion sensor detector, driveway alarms, wireless outside monitor, and protect. Oh my God, that's a lot of words there for this thing. So, okay, let's take a look at some of the pictures. This is what it's comprised of. First of all, the sensing unit is right here, and you'll see here is your motion detector. That's the sensor, so if anything goes by that, it's going to tell you that something's there. And this is the alarm box that's going to be put in your house. I'll show you how I have this set up. Quite a neat device. And then up here is the most important, well, that's all important, but here's a solar cell, and you aim that towards the sun. And I've had this up now for about a month, and it just works flawlessly. If you go and look at what it's supposed to do, it's a wireless transmission for about 1/4 mile, and it definitely does that. Your detection range, that means how close something is to the sensor, is 0 to 30 feet, and that's quite accurate. The spray, if you will, the span of the horizontal angle and vertical angle, you'll see, is 143 by 128. So it gives you a very wide span to pick up a car or even a person, and it definitely does that. This works real well. So you could put this in your doorway. The alarm near your doorway, and the transmitter will tell you that someone's at your door. I'll show you how I use it. This is a car pulling up to your driveway. Obviously, the sensor will detect that, and it will buzz you. These are the features that it has. Your sensor, which is right here, has an antenna. It also has a low battery sensor. There's batteries that power this. You can also power this through the USB port right there. I don't even use that because the batteries are so good. I don't even bother with it. And of course, it has a speaker, which is quite loud. Over here, you have you can zoom in to make that a little bit tighter if you want. We'll talk about that in a minute. But that's pretty much it. There are three videos. We're going to run our own video. So I think what we'll do at this point is let's take a look at the video. I use this device because in Prescott, my home is on top of a mountain, and I'm way down. I'm on top of the mountain, but the driveway is way down zigzaggy, as you'll see. And I like to know when the mail comes or if someone's driving in, because the driveway is way up on top of the mountain. And you got, I don't know, quite a bit of length between the driveway and the house. So I put this device, the sensing device, up on the mailbox post. And we'll take a look at that right now. And the sensor I have in the house. So anytime the mail comes, it picks it up and beeps, which is good. And if a car should be coming down the driveway, if I'm expecting company, I'll know when they're here. Or if I'm not expecting company, I know that someone else is here. So it's a handy device. Let's take a look at that now. Okay, so now we're walking up the hill. We're on top of the mountain, as you can see. And we're way up high. You can see the mountains there and all that kind of stuff. So we're way up there. Now, right in the center of the screen there, you can see the driveway. And right here, you saw the post box, okay? And again, you're kind of coming down the mountain to get into my driveway, which is very, it's a huge incline. There's the post office box, and that's where I get the mail. And you can kind of see how high we are up. And there's the road that goes down to my home. And right here, if you notice, you'll see the actual sensor that we showed you a little bit earlier. On top there, you can definitely see the solar panel there that sucks in the energy, of course. And then right there, dead center, you can see the sensor. And I have it screwed to the back of the wood post box there, and that's all there is to it. It gets its power from the sun. It's angled nice. You can angle that any way you want, and of course there's the sensor. So in theory, what actually happens is any car, person, animal, whatever that goes in front of that between the driveway and the post box, that is going to trick the sensor. And then down below, as we'll see in a second, we'll take a look at the controller, and that will beep. So you can see it's quite a ways down and at quite an angle. When it snows up here, you can't get in here or get out because the road is just absolute ice. Okay, fortunately, that doesn't right happen now. A lot. But there have been times where you can't get into the house because it's just such a huge incline, and also the plows won't come either. Fortunately, that does not happen a lot. But you can see we have a beautiful view of the mountain range in Prescott there. And you can see kind of the house there and a little bit to the center right. And we're coming all the way down to the house. So as you can see, it's pretty far down to the end of that road. No question about that. So what's neat about this is that the sensor is way up on the hill where the post box is. I showed you that. And now I'll show you what the sensor actually looks like. Okay, so here we have the sensor. It's a small, I hate to use like a pack of cigarette box, but it is. There's how you turn it on. The light goes on to show you that it's on. And that just sticks to the wall. You can screw it. I have a piece of double-sided tape. And that sucker is loud there. I think you can notice here on the right-hand side, the plus and minus. That's for the increasing and decreasing the volume. It gets very loud. I can hear that quite clearly upstairs. Occasionally, it will give me a false alarm. That happens with anything. But for the most part, it's quite reliable. And the truth of the matter is, it's quite economical. So if you have a situation where you want to know someone's in your driveway or even before the driveway, this is the perfect device I found. And it's really quite affordable, if you will. Let's take a look at that. As you can see, this thing sells for $60. It may even be on sale for Black Friday. I don't know, but it does a real nice job, and I'm pretty pleased with it, to be honest with you. I would definitely buy this again. It gets 4.5 stars from over 2,000 people. That's a pretty good rating. And they have a lot of different other things that you can buy with it. You can get stickers and crazy things like that. Excellent directions, excellent website. It's weatherproof. It's outdoor solar sensor with an adjustable sensitivity control. Remember we talked about the zoom controls? That's what that does. The solar sensor can be placed a half a mile under ideal conditions. Mine's nowhere near a half a mile, but it's a good quarter of a mile. And it works nice. No question. You can set up a couple of these so they can work in conjunction with each other. But there you have it. It's a real nice, real handy device. I think it's very affordable, and I really have nothing but praise for it. It works that well, and I think if you have a situation, this is a good gadget, if you will, to help you with that. All right, let's take a look now at some other things here that we want to discuss. And of course, as I mentioned, it is Black Friday very shortly, tomorrow, no, 2 days from now. This place here, Black Friday Ads, it's blackfriday.com is a website, will be in the show notes. But this tells you everybody who has an ad. And as you can see, there are a ton of places that have ads. This to me is the most, how shall I say, this has more Black Friday ads than any other site that I know of. Anybody who has a Black Friday ad, it's going to be here. And the way you would use this is you can search by the stores that you want, or you can just scroll down and, you know, Kohl's, Costco, whatever, and it shows all the things that will be on sale for Black Friday. And there are hundreds of them. I used to go through every page, no more. So that's it. You could find some pretty good things. This is a reasonable deal, $42 for a Ring video bundle plus free shipping from Amazon. That's good. Amazon always has some cool things. Walmart actually has a lot of cool things, but again, I don't know what you're looking for. If you want to find out where the deals are, this is where you go, blackfriday.com. Another page that I like is called BGR. This site, unfortunately, has gone a tad downhill, at least in my opinion, but it's still a great site. This digs through all the stuff and tells you what the outstanding deals are, and maybe there's something there that you want for a present or you're interested in yourself. But this is a good, interesting page. It has a lot of tech news, a lot of interesting devices and things like that, what's coming up. So BGR.com. is a good reference site that I think you'll find that you'll use that all year long. Also, I should point out that it has a deals page right here, and this shows you what's on sale or what the deal of the day or the week is. So definitely check out the deals page. There's a lot of junk on there, but a lot of interesting stuff. At least it keeps you informed, you know, as to what's going on, what's on sale, what's new, what the new technology is. BGR.com is a reasonably good site to check on frequently, and I think you'll enjoy that. Okay, let's get back and continue on here. I think you're going to find this interesting. This is called Indiegogo. I mentioned this briefly a week or two ago, but the more I read it, the more I like it. But you can subscribe to this. It's totally free. And this really shows you, quite frankly, what's in the queue, what's coming down the road. And you can back these projects with bucks if you like, or you can buy the product when it becomes ready at a reduced cost. So some of the things I noticed this week, and I think you might find this interesting, I'll show you how this works. Here is a device. This is basically called Pico PC. It doesn't exist today. It's a tiny desktop PC. It runs Windows 10, Linux, 4K computer. This thing is that small. It has two USB ports. It's 2.7 gigahertz Intel CPU, 8 gigs of RAM. It's dual band Wi-Fi. It's good for games or work or for just a mini computer that literally fits in the palm of your hand. it's not a computer that you're going to run Photoshop on and do video editing, but it's a great computer if you want to surf the web and do some, you know, spreadsheets, word processing, things of that. Now, again, it doesn't exist right now, and here's how this works. Early bid perks ending soon. Last chance before the price increases. So this is going to sell, as you can see right here, for $259. If you, quote, buy it now and you have your choice of colors, it's $189. So you get a reasonably good savings there. And you can estimate its shipping. There's only two left at that price. December, so next month sometime that is to ship. And there's various deals. You can buy a 512 gig if you want, with a 512 gig hard drive, or the other one has a 256. So you have a lot of variations. Obviously, the price will be more. But if you wait, instead of paying $219, you're going to pay $279. So this tells you everything you need to know. It's very detailed. By law, it has to be. And you can purchase it now. You won't get it until it ships. Now, even though it says it's going to be ready by December, it may not be ready for January or February, because who knows why. But right now, they've raised almost $500,000 from almost 1,600 backers. And again, this is very detailed information, so at least you get a good sense of what you're going to be buying. Also, you can follow them on Instagram or whatever it is that you want. So that's one device I thought was cool. The next one that I thought was also interesting is called this PivoPod. Again, it doesn't exist right now. They raised almost $400,000, and this is the only gadget you're going to need for your smartphone to do auto tracking, cinematic. Whoops, I don't know what happened there. Let's try to revamp that. This is a live show, so there you go. Okay, so this popped back up. This will do auto zoom and more. And there's a little video. It tells you how it works and all kinds of crazy things here. Let's see. We'll take a quick peek at the pictures here. So you get the picture, no pun intended. And it has a remote control. You put your phone here. This is a power pack that this sits on, and there you go. So it's kind of an interesting device. Here you go in terms of pricing, 45% off. This thing supposedly is going to sell for $460, which I think is outrageous. You can get it now for $249, which I still think is a lot. Yeah, and it says estimated shipping March 2, 2022. So you're going to be waiting 4 or 5 months for this to come through, maybe more. It shows you right now it's in the conceptual phase. It's already been in the conceptual phase, rather. They're making the prototype now. They expect the production and the shipping. And you can go back to this page and follow the progress of how this device is actually doing. I haven't read up on it a lot, but it seems interesting. The smartest way to create your own content is give your smartphone the power to color correct, capture all the images at the right angles, autofocus your videos and your photos, easily create what you've already dreamed of. So this is going to give you smoother tracking, 360-degree circle movement, if you will, compact design. It has a little light in it. It's going to give you some light, and yada, yada, yada. It did get the 2022 award. I don't know how I can get a 2022 award from CES when it's only 2021. That's interesting. Either this is a typo or it's baloney. I'm curious about that. In any event, there it is, and you could take it from there. Now, I don't know why this is doing that, but let's re-bring it back. This I had a laugh at. As you may or may not know, I'm a sucker for mechanical pencils. I don't know why, but I am. There are a couple things I always catch my eye. Mechanical pencil. Everybody knows I'm a freak for LED lights, especially the colored ones. Someday I'll show you the studio here. It's crazy. But this is the first of its kind, and it's a mechanical pencil. It could take all kinds of different sizes of lead. It's called the Bolt Action Mechanical Pencil. It's made out of, I guess, titanium for what they're charging. So I thought it was kind of cool, and I looked over at the price. You can get a bronze or a copper or stainless steel. It's going to sell for $150. You can only get it. You can get it now for $120. You're going to have to wait till April. That's a lot of money for a mechanical pencil. I think I'm going to pass on that one as much as I like it, but who knows, maybe they'll come down 10, 15 years from now. But again, what I'm trying to point out is that you get all kinds of insane, crazy, state-of-the-art devices on this Indiegogo, and it's a lot of fun to look at. Now, here's something that I know these Ozbot cameras are good, a little pricey for me, but they are quite good and they work quite well, and I guess everybody's got to make money. But these things are small. These will allow you to do video calls. And again, there's a bunch of movies that show you how these things work. They already have, I think, one or two cameras right now. This is going to be their latest one. And again, they've raised almost $500,000 by almost 1,800 backers. And right now, they're beyond the conceptual phase, they're beyond the prototype phase, they're actually in production with these puppies, and they'll be shipping soon. So if we go over here, you're going to pay $2,174, oh, sorry, that's HKD, I don't even know what that is, but for 279 smackers, you'll be able to get one instead of spending $339. Again, you're going to buy it now. They'll give you an extra cable and I think a stand if you buy it now. They throw that in. But there's 18% off. Again, you're going to have to wait a little bit for that to ship. But there it is, and there's a bunch of different configurations. You can buy two, you can buy three, 13 out of 20 claim. They only give so many of these out at that particular price, and this is a 4K camera, so it very well may be worth the money. And as I said, they do have several products already out on the marketplace, and they do make a very good product. So what I try to do is show you that this Indiegogo is an interesting site. You are going to take somewhat of a chance if you purchase something now, but I've bought many things on them, and I've only had one thing that I was very unhappy with, and you're stuck. If you wait and pay full price and you have a problem and you buy it off of Amazon or somewhere else, at least you can return it. So, you know, you're taking a gamble. You're saving X amount of dollars, but you're also taking a gamble because you're one of the first backers of this product. And that allows the company to raise money and give you somewhat of a discount. But like the Ozbot, that company's been around. There's no question that they're going to come out with this device. And there's no question in my mind that if something's wrong, they're going to make it right. But other companies like that Pivot camera, I don't know, and especially at that price. So it's something that you have to think about. So that, folks, is going to wrap it up today for the Gadget Professor. Have a wonderful and healthy and happy Thanksgiving. I know some of you were wondering about my mom. Unfortunately, she's doing worse by the day. I believe we're going to have to put her in hospice very, very soon. It breaks my heart. I don't even want to get started on that because I don't want to cry on my podcast. But have a great holiday, and I'll see everybody next week. So long from the Gadget Professor.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain,
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.